So I'm sitting in the studio with three of the guys from We Just Stole a Car.
Welcome back to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here too. So whose car did you steal?
No one in particulars. Oh. It's more of a feeling we're going after with that phrase. The feeling of stealing a car together.
Oh, it's a bonding experience. A special feeling.
It's actually a court-ordered band name, I think.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You kind of have to announce that.
Yeah.
Once you've
I see.
You know, I've listened to the show for a long time, and I never expect the studio to look like it did. I always imagined a very small, kind of quaint studio, but here there's the amount of gold and fur pelts and taxidermy animals.
Yeah, we put a lot of effort. That's where all our fund drive money went. Yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah, we have a few poachers working for us all over the world. Yeah.
That's cute.
So what were we just listening to?
We were listening to The First Time We Met. This is from the new We Just Stole a Car project called Chateau Bloch. And this was live, pardon my French, this was live at Thor's Palace. December 9th, 2011.
Yeah, that was a good show.
I should say it was mixed and recorded and produced by a local celebrity, Joe KH, a.k.a. Joe Hirabayashi from the SSRI's local celebrity. Fact of the day.
Fact of the day, yeah. Okay, so wait, what is it called?
That was called The First Time We Met.
No, what's the new project called?
Oh, Chat Tambour.
And why is
Pardon
it called?
My French.
Why is it called that? Is that part of the title?
No.
Dash. Pardon my French.
Well, short story long, I wrote all these tunes in Paris, and before I went, I was trying to think of what the name would be. And if you're following the clues, you'll notice that the first We Just Stole a Car album is called A, the second one is called Barn. See a little alphabetical order there. So I knew the third one had to start with the letter C, and I couldn't think of what the theme was, and so I knew I would find the title in France, and I thought maybe it would be a French word. So I went there. The last day of being in Paris came, and I still had no title. But there was a cat who used to come into my apartment quite often, and it was a really strange cat and a really interesting cat, and it was a cat I fell in love with, actually. And somehow I knew in the last day I didn't know her name, and I knew I would meet her owners in the last day somehow. So the last day she stayed on my lap the whole day, and finally when I was leaving I did bump into the owners, and I thought, okay, if I find out her name and it starts with the letter C, I will name the album after her, and if it doesn't, I will, and if it has something to do with the new project, I would still name it after her but call it Chat, whatever her name was. And so I found out her name was Tambour, and then I said, Tambour, what does that mean again? So I looked up in my dictionary, and it means drum. And the whole new project is based on kind of percussion and gamelan and drumming, so it made sense, and so that's how I got the name.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Things come together.
They do.
Okay, well, let's play another tune.
Sure.
I have one queued up here. What is this?
This is called The Sixth Time We Met.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
So it's with iPods. They just keep playing.
That was a pro fade right there.
Yeah.
That's a sure hand.
Sorry, guys. So you guys have a show coming up, I heard.
We do have a show coming up.
Yeah. What's that all about? When? Where?
January 18th, a Wednesday at the Biltmore. Juno nominated inhabitants will also be playing. And Nam Shub. 8:30 doors, show 9:15 sharp, $8.
Mm.
The Biltmore, did I mention that?
Yeah, I feel like on your website it said something about January 28th, and then it was like 2011.
You have to fire that webmaster.
Yeah. So it's next Wednesday.
Yes.
The 18th.
Yeah.
I see. And it's not last year.
It's not last year, it's this year.
Cool.
And FYI, what you've been listening to is a live recording. If you're just tuning in, a live recording from live at Thor's Palace, which you can now download for free from an iTunes podcast. If you search for We Just Stole a Car in an iTunes podcast, you can download the whole show for free.
Yeah. Sweet. I also wanted to ask you a little bit about how you were writing this new project.
Sure, you can ask that.
So, how did you conceive of this new project?
it started from a boredom of music, and so I tried to think of what was still fun when we play music and kind of ideas we toyed around with the last project, and so it started with designing a live show that would be fun to play for everyone, and so. What we came up with was I wrote six kind of larger, longer tunes, and then there's also six shorter pieces that are, one is written by each member of the group. And so these can be cued in at any time during the show. So when we play a show, there's no planning as far as what we're going to play or when we're going to play it. It just happens and unfolds. That way we can tailor it to how we're feeling or what the audience is like or what the space is like. And we can also cue in any section of the longer piece at any time. And so these can be layered over top of what people are doing. If someone's doing a free improvisation, three members could be playing part of another piece over top, and it kind of creates this living ensemble.
That's cool. So it's never ever the same.
No.
The audience never will get sick of it. Yeah.
They better not get sick of it.
Yeah. Awesome. And I was looking at some of your scores on your website, which mm-hmm. are really cool, actually. I liked your huge, like, black smudges.
Thank you.
Yeah, or, like, just rest here or whatever. Yeah. That's cool.
Sometimes there's bars just completely scribbled out.
Yeah.
Scribbled out bars.
They're still in there.
So the option
really
is there.
Really handy, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, well, let's play some more tunes.
Inhabitants, we will play. They're also performing at the Biltmore on January 18th. This is a song called The Rancher.
Which will happen in about a few more seconds.
Yeah. Darren Cassie, favorite color?
Gotta go with blue on that one.
Blue. Dominic?
Emerald.
Mm. All right.
Good choice.
That's good.
Thank you. Six King. Big time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last. Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Robin, and I'm here in the studio with We Just Stole a Car. Darren, hey. John, Dominic.
Hey. The Dominator.
Dominatrix.
Yes.
What do you guys play? I mean, I know, but people listening might not.
What do you play, Dom?
On a good day.
On a good day.
The saxophone.
I like to tickle the ivories a little bit.
Tickle the ivories. I play guitar. Kevin Romain plays drums. Dave Shokren plays bass. Daniel Ruiz plays percussion.
Not drums.
Not drums. He does play drums, but not in the band.
Yeah.
And you were just listening to Fond of Tigers, El Cor.
Off their...
CD.
A thing to live with. I guess that was their first? Second? First.
I think first main...
Yeah.
Release.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to know, with your new stuff, how is that related to Gamelan?
Every piece was written first with as a transcription of a traditional or contemporary Gamelan piece. So I took a section of a piece that I had, just recordings, and then expanded that to a... No, we just stole a car piece. Mm. And the role of the percussionist is kind of like the gamelan pots. He's playing these bowls that are pitch bowls and various other pitch percussion. And pretty much everything is written as if it were gamelan. So the bass notes and what he does is generally related to the gong and gamelan. And the piano and guitar are generally related to some of the other kind of more glockenspiel-like instruments you'd find in gamelan, and the sax is generally more like some of the wind instruments you would find in gamelan.
Cool. And are you detuning stuff?
We toyed with that. It's not officially happening right now, although on guitar I'll sometimes bend things to detune it with the piano, mm-hmm. In parts that we're playing in unison to kind of give that idea of detuning as is present in gamelan.
Mm, cool. That's awesome.
You're awesome.
Thanks.
Best host ever.
Best, truly.
Okay. So, now, what's next for you guys? Play shows, and more shows, I guess.
Play.
Yeah.
Show.
That's what it's all about.
And there's going to be, there's also a just...
Hey, when would the next show be happening?
Glad you asked that, Dominic. January 18th at the Biltmore with Inhabitants and Namshub.
Excellent.
And,
good also, thing you know, right? So yeah. Now you can be there to
yeah,
play.
Yeah, I'm totally going to that show.
Yeah.
Also in the process is videos of the live show. So there's one video up now and there's going to be a bunch more. And if you're just tuning in, there's a podcast on iTunes where you can download live shows. There's a live show up right now of We Just Stole a Car performing our latest project.
Cool. Okay. So I think now we have something from a previous record of yours.
Yes. This is from a previous record called Barn, and the track is called Bear.
All right. I guess here we go.
Oh,
Okay, we're back. Hey, so this is The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM, here with We Just Stole a Car, chatting, listening to some tunes.
We just heard the SSRIs, their new latest disc, Effeminate Godzilla-sized Wind Chimes.
And one of your drummers in that band.
Yes, and they're also our musical friends with Benefits that we've played shows with from the past. We go way back.
I guess also the singer recorded your live.
He did.
Yeah. Cool.
He did.
And they're playing a show Saturday.
The 21st, I believe.
Yeah. With Redrick Sultan, who's going to be in on my show next week.
And who we played our last show with.
Right.
Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. This is very, like, incestuous little scene here. Okay. So, what were your previous projects like in relation to now? Like, how do you feel like things have progressed and changed and or changed?
The first one, I didn't really know what I was doing until halfway through the CD, I would say. So the first album I'm not the proudest of in a full sense, so that's kind of hiding under the bed. Barn, the second project, I do like very much. That was more inspired by kind of more organic means of creating things, kind of through improvisation and whatnot, and more influenced by kind of classical music and jazz music. And the last one is purposely not taking references from classical music or jazz music and taking it from gamelan music, but also thinking of the whole entire thing as kind of a non-musical thing, more of design and using principles of design to create the music. So kind of removing everything that's unnecessary and keeping it as tight as possible and yet still interesting within those restraints.
Wow, okay, cool. And, oh, I had a question that just totally abandoned my head. Well.
What's your favorite color? You might have been asking.
Green.
You?
Or
yeah.
Red.
Red
or green.
Depends on the
but
day.
But not in relation to, like, Christmas.
No.
No. So
definitely not.
Yeah. Can people pick up hard copies of your albums, like at Zulu or something?
Not anymore. Barn, you can get a hard copy from CD Baby or cdb.com or the MP3s from iTunes.
Right.
And the new project, if you're just tuning in, you can download the live show from a podcast for free on iTunes.
Are you going to record? Is that going to be your recording of this new project?
I think I'd like to do another recording, a studio version.
So how will you choose what your performance will be?
Maybe just play the, I'm not sure, maybe play the tunes as is and kind of present them that way, because the live show is kind of a mangled version of all the tunes.
Yeah.
Or
it's nice to have that difference of, like,
yeah. I like the difference between the live show and the studio.
It might be cool to have different versions of the new CD.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could have the one song played a different way and
collect
you could have
them
a couple
all.
Of yeah.
box set.
That's
yeah.
right. Same album four times.
Yeah, totally. Okay. And I also want to remind listeners about the show coming up on the 18th at the Biltmore with the Inhabitants. We played some of their music. And Nam Shub. What are they like?
I think they describe themselves as psychedelic post-rock.
Mm. Okay, cool.
They're on SoundCloud if you want to look them up.
Yeah. And we're going to play something now by the Malleus Trio.
Dominic, tell us about it.
Yeah.
We were going to get into our sorted side projects. And, this is just a little trio I have with my friends Jordy Hart, also of the Boom Booms, and on drums Ben Brown of the most excellent Pugs and Crows and the new project Cast. So this is just a little EP we put out last year. And this is that.
Okay, all engines go?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Okay, so after me on CITR today, we've got News 101 at 5. And Sore Throat's Clapping Hands with Robert at 6:30. 7:30 is Exploding Head Movies with Gary. And the Jazz Show at 9 p.m. with Gavin Walker and Canada Post Rock with John at midnight. So here I'm going to throw some Dixie's Death Pool at you.
I wish I had
Stole a car on Mouth Solo. So, anyway. Anyway, cutting you off now. We only have a few minutes left. So we're going to play one more track.
Yeah. Thanks for having us here, by the way.
Yes, yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Anytime. And listeners, go to the show. 18th of January, Biltmore.
With inhabitants in Namsheb.
Good times.
Good people.
People.
Yeah. A lot more mouth clicks.
More mouth
clicks. And so what is this? We're playing more from the live performance.
Yes. This is called The Second Time We Met.
Right. And this is We Just Stole a Car from Chat Tambour.
Yes. Live at Thor's Palace.
All right. Tune in next week. I'm going to be here with Redrick Sultan, also playing... on the 21st with the SSRIs. You know where to check it out.